Good morning. Welcome to Shalimar. We're glad you're here. This Sunday in between. You know, we don't always get this Sunday. Sometimes Thanksgiving and Advent are just a couple of days apart, but this year we get about a week and a half between Thanksgiving and Advent. So it's another week to prepare us for what's ahead. We are going to preach on the Advent conspiracy this weekend. That's what we'll focus on today. But be aware, just like it used to be in the news cycle where they would say, we interrupt this programming to give you this special news bulletin. Well, we interrupt your Thanksgiving eating to let you know something good is coming. So be ready and be prepared for this exciting time that's ahead. I was not in the sanctuary earlier, but it's probably already been acknowledged that it's Christ the King Sunday. It's actually the last Sunday of the Christian year, and so next week we begin a whole new year in the Christian calendar. Advent's the beginning of a new year. Christ the King Sunday is a Sunday we proclaim once again. Christ is Lord of all, including his church. So we're here to celebrate that today. We have heard the words of the Gospel of Luke today. Marcia did a fabulous job of reading this, what is known as Mary's song. These beautiful words of her pondering in her heart what it meant to her to know she was going to give birth to the Son of God and all the wonder behind that. With all that in our thoughts, let us pray to the Lord that we will hear the message he wants us to hear today. Dear God, we thank you for this season that does give us a new start with the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed, the birth of Jesus Christ. And we pray as we prepare for Advent this year that we will prepare our hearts to receive Christ, the newborn King, in our hearts. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, this Advent conspiracy is a series. It's from a book that a church in Ohio presented to their congregation back about a decade ago, and it has some wonderful thoughts. I feel like this morning I'm likely preaching to the choir. Let me turn around when I say that. I'm likely preaching to the choir. This is a very generous congregation. We continue to see signs of the generosity of Shalimar United Methodist Church. So I'm aware that many of you have already applied some of these principles that we will be preaching. But it is also preached in hopes that we can go further. We can gain insight into what it really means to prepare our hearts to celebrate the birth of Jesus. The Advent conspiracy will take us in the upcoming messages toward these topics. Today we're going to focus on what does it mean to worship fully? What Mary said in this beautiful song, she was worshiping the prospect, this good news that Jesus would be born and she would be the mother to the child of God. Imagine that. And there was so much joy in the Gospel of Luke about not only Jesus' birth, but also John the Baptist's birth. Both miraculous birth in different ways, but Jesus, obviously, a virgin birth, miraculous. And John the Baptist leapt in the womb of Elizabeth upon hearing that Jesus was coming. That's the kind of excitement that we're seeking in this time of engaging the best news, this great news, once again. We will focus on worshiping fully today. Next week, we will focus on spending less. Now, perhaps this message comes 3 days too late after Black Friday, but There is a temptation for us to substitute relationships and love with spending, and to get carried away with spending, and even to forget why we're spending. So next week we'll focus on spending less, with the hope, with the following week, or the following message, on giving more. When we spend less, we can give more. We have that margin. We have that spontaneity that helps us to give to folks. In addition to our giving, the Lord a tithe to give to folks as we have opportunities, as we see needs, that we can respond to those needs through giving. And then the final part of this series will be on loving everyone. So that's a pretty balanced outlook. Worship fully, spend less, give more, and love everyone. Well, as we begin this series, we begin with worship. And you know, worship is significant. I remember Dr. George Morris in an evangelism class at Emory University years ago. He taught so well, one of the classes that changed my life. He taught about the fact that we say things like, well, a person ought to worship more, or a person ought to be in worship more, when the truth is, we all worship. We all worship. It may be the wrong thing, but we all worship. It might be the wrong person, it may be the wrong thing, but we all are incurably people who want to worship. Yesterday, I was at a football game, and I participated in a worship of about 87,000 people. I just saw it happening. Arms lifted up, people highly engaged. There was a gathering of a crowd so large, I was following Karen and my youngest daughter, Haley, and we got into a pack of people. I think it was a pack. And just thousands of people in this little space that really was for hundreds. And I really thought for about 5 minutes, I'm not getting out of here alive. All the people there for a football game. Well, football's a great thing, but it can become too important in our lives sometimes. Shopping is a good thing, but it can overtake our lives. And that leads to another statement. In addition to Dr. Morris, Michael Slaughter says that in a book, and he was instrumental also in this Advent conspiracy, that Christmas is not your birthday. That's a pretty simple thought, isn't it? Sometimes we live Christmas just like it's our own birthday or the birthday of our family member. Now, apologies to anybody that has a birthday on December 25th. But except for those people, it's not our birthday. And so we should not experience as if it's our birthday or even a family member's birthday. It is Jesus Christ's birthday. So we're here to celebrate his birth. So that's the message that we want to focus on. And it all began in worship with Mary, beholding the wonder of what her future, how it was about to change, giving birth to the Son of God. And we see in this account of Luke's gospel how worship was the first step. They all came and just marveled and took in this spectacular event that God would come in the flesh as a baby and be born, and the world would be changed. And the good news is we can still be changed through this newborn Christ today. Christmas can still change us. Now, worship is not complicated. It's only complicated when we get distracted and we let other things t- take the place of the Lord. But over the next few weeks, I believe there's going to be some spectacular worship opportunities here at Shalimar. And I hope you will not want to miss them, that you'll be here. We have 4 Sundays of Advent. We have our Christmas Eve coming up. We have some special worship coming up. And Christmas Eve, we're going to do our normal morning schedule. We're also going to do our normal Christmas Eve schedule. And both of those, I mean, it's all on Sunday, so we will have our church doors open pretty much all day on Christmas Eve, with hopes that not only our membership will come in great numbers, but also our community will come because our doors are open and they want to hear this good news of the birth of Christ and worship and adore Christ, the newborn King. The beginning of the year, it's not too far away. We're actually going to start worship on January the 1st with a service at 6 a.m. in the morning. Yes, you heard that correctly. And we're going to have a service on January 2nd at 6 a.m. in the morning. And January 3rd. And the first 21 days of January, we're going to invite our church, our community, to gather here in worship for prayer and for praise and worship to start our day for the first 21 days of the new year. So worship. We're going to seek to be worshiping more fully here at Shalimar in the coming weeks. But worship begins with simplicity. We focus on our Lord when we worship. It's not complicated, but we become fully engaged in our worship. We just acknowledge, we just like you're sitting on the edge of your seat, hearing my every word right now. I know you are. You're not that far removed from Thanksgiving dinner, are you? But we want to see everybody engaged, not just here present, but engaged in the worship. To not just be spectators in worship, but to be engaged in worship. This is good news. It's the best news in the world, and it's the news the world needs. And so our worshiping helps make all that happen. But we want to come with anticipation. We want to come and participate and not just be a spectator. We want to come and bring others with us, so that they'll come and hear this good news of Jesus Christ. That's a simple message. And then we come also like Mary with just humility. We come recognizing we're not worthy, but even so, God sent His Son, Jesus, to die for us. God sent His Son into the world to be our salvation. We're not worthy of that. But we come humbly to bow before the Lord to receive what He has given to us. We come just as Mary was so humbled by the prospect of all that was about to happen to her. We come with that prospect of what God will do through us as we humbly bow before Him. And we just want to seek to worship fully in this time. Worshiping fully will change our life. We need worship as much as we need oxygen when we breathe. Corporate worship, which is what we're doing now, we need that every week. We also need the worship of standing in the awe of God and seeing all that He has done in our life, taking in God's glory and lifting up our hearts, even our hands, in praise of all He has done. So that's where we're heading in the coming weeks. We're seeking to be a part of the Advent conspiracy, which will help us worship fully, spend less, give more, and love everyone.